We're back with another installment of the Morning Edition Song Project. It's our series where we ask songwriters to write an original song about the COVID era. Our guest today is Michael League. He plays all kinds of instruments. He's a producer, too, and the lead of the jazz fusion group Snarky Puppy. League is American, but when he's not on tour, he lives in Spain. And it was 12 months ago this very week that Spain went into lockdown. League remembers the weekend it was announced. He lives in the north of Spain, and his girlfriend lives in the south, and he had to act fast.
Saturday night, they made the decision. I packed an overnight bag, bought a flight, and on Sunday, I flew on one of the last flights that I think that operated in Spain for months.
He brought a backpack and this little keyboard he can control with his laptop, and that was about it.
And you thought at that point, it'll be a few weeks, a couple months, I'll make some music and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
And here we are.
But League put all of that time to good use. He wrote a solo album that he'd been putting off for 5 years.
I actually wrote the whole album in the 3 months that Spain was in lockdown.
Wow.
In my girlfriend's living room. Yeah.
So it focused your mind or something. I mean, there, I guess there was nowhere else to go.
You're exactly right. There was nowhere else to go. And I think the beautiful thing of that situation is that my normal life is like, you know, between 7 and 10 months on tour. So like planes or buses or trains or whatever every day, and just sleeping in the same bed every night and knowing that I physically couldn't go anywhere allowed me to set up a routine for the first time in my life. It was incredible.
But watching the news unfold back home in the U.S., that was a lot harder.
For me, the fact that I was thousands and thousands of miles away and like watching this ship burn, that was, I guess in a word, like surreal, you know, and in another word, I guess painful.
And I understand you lost folks who were close to you or friends of yours also lost people.
Yeah, I've lost people. I lost my grandmother 2 days after her 100th birthday party at the very, very beginning of March last year. I lost my uncle, Snarky Puppy's manager. My manager lost his mother. Mm. One member of our band lost 3 family members. I mean, it's like just kind of like a thing that just goes on and on.
Michael League had a lot to draw from when he sat down to write a song for our project. But it was this human toll and the very nature of death that he kept coming back to.
Oh, it's a slow climb. Time is a long line.
I wanted to engage with the idea of death in a way that's more linear. And rather than thinking of death as like this hooded being that, you know, suddenly appears in your final moment and cuts your cord with the living world, to more think of it as like a companion that knows you and that's been with you your whole life, and to try to personify it in a way that's less fearful.
And you titled it The Last Friend, which, I mean, for me, it just, I actually find it a comforting idea to think of it as just a constant, but not a threatening constant. It's just part of us as we move through this life.
Yeah, 100%. I just want to treat it as the obvious conclusion that we know it will be, you know, but in a way that's just not. That's not scary, and that's actually kind of nurturing to, you know, return us to this place from whence we came, you know?
Oh, it's a slow ride. I hold my breath and watch the second hand fall back.
This question may totally backfire, but I'm going to ask anyway, because I'm just curious.
Fire away. I mean,
get ready. You started talking about our traditional notion of death, the way we've personified it as like a grim reaper who comes to us mm-hmm. in these moments. In your visualization of death as a last friend, do you actually conjure an image of what that looks like?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What does death look like in this different articulation?
Whenever I'm writing songs, I kind of skip to the music video. I find it that maybe just being a child of like VH1 and MTV in the 90s, totally. That's just like where I go, you know? And it's actually a wonderful songwriting device to immediately start to create a visual world,
yeah.
I think, yeah. when you're writing lyrics. So for the music video for this song, which there will never be one, but if there were one, I was imagining it actually as like a person whose face you never see, but uh-huh. is always like alongside, is like a compassionate companion. That basically the music video would be all of these different scenes with different people involved, but them always with like a friend all the way until the final moment. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of the way that I thought of it. So I did think of it. I didn't think of it as like a giant orange panda or something. I thought of it as. I thought. Although that would have been, that would be an interesting twist for the lyrics.
Well, the song is just haunting and lovely. It's called The Last Friend. Michael Leake, thank you.
Thank you so much, Rachel. My pleasure.